The art event was celebrated with a special music performance by students from Autism Services. Their band is called No Words Spoken. David Gorfein is a music teacher at Autism Services.
A lot of people don't realize that our guys don't get nervous to perform. It's kind of like a cultural norm that, you know, if you're going to perform somewhere that you should freak out or be paranoid or worry about what the audience thinks about you. And what's kind of cool about our group is that they don't get nervous at all. They just enjoy playing, they enjoy singing together and just having fun.
This annual arts event is designed to generate awareness and acceptance, focusing on what people with autism can do rather than what they can't accomplish. Liz Harzewski was thrilled when she learned that her artwork titled Nature Cat was sold. She declared, "How on earth could I ever be so lucky?"
The arts has really given them a voice over the years when it's sometimes very challenging for them to speak.
Veronica Federiconi is CEO of Autism Services. Federiconi explains that when someone with autism repeats the same thing over and over again, people tend to try to redirect them.
But what we try to do is really encourage them to talk about what's of interest to them through different ways. And so putting those interests on canvas and then exhibiting them really brings it to the community, for the community to be aware of their abilities and to enjoy what they're capable of doing.
The artwork depicts several themes from the past, including classic cars, old Hollywood, and television. For more than a decade, the organization has been presenting this art exhibit, giving the autistic students a voice to speak through artwork and music. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.